about more a lot today. We're going to be talking about theater.
Theater.
I think I talked about this during our planning. Maybe, I don't remember, but have you guys seen the musical White Christmas?
I know of the musical.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, it's a classic, obviously. That's where like the song White Christmas comes from. And it's Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye, who, you know, like classic actors. And there's a song in it called Choreography, the point of which is to talk about how like theater ain't what it used to be. And how like now they're doing choreography and just do, instead of doing good old song and dance, like that's like the point of the song, right? So the beginning of the song, it has these really, the dancers are all wearing like gray smocks and, and like dresses, and then Danny Kaye is wearing like a beatnik kind of look, and he opens the song by saying, "The theater, the theater, whatever happened to the theater?" Especially where a choreography is concerned. Like, that's like the opening of the song. And so these are among the things I have to physically resist myself from doing, and just failed, obviously, every time we say the word theater today. So
please don't resist. That accent brings joy to my life.
It really does, especially in theater. You're supposed to follow your instincts.
Yes.
Oh, so if you, tips.
There you go. Awesome. Tip number one, hot tip.
Tips.
Hot tip. Well, hot tip number two is it's time for word of the day.
Yay.
So word of the day. Again, play along at home. Use hashtag Scrawl Nation, or you can text us here in the studio. The number is 773-325-7341. We would love to hear from you and hear your guesses. I have the word of the day today, and Allie and Mariah will be trying to guess it. The word of the day today is Stenorian.
Oh no.
Stenorian.
Stenorian.
My first thought was like right to like the name like Dorian. But I don't think that has anything to do with Stenorian.
Stenorian.
Maybe something like stenography? Like I'm a...
Allie just accidentally beat the microphone away from me.
I was just so excited in my thought process. I need to know stenography. What?
Stenorian.
Stenorian.
S-T-E-N... Stentorian. My apologies.
Oh, Stentorian.
There's another T in
there. God, that changes everything.
It does. I understand. Yeah. Stentorian. S-T-E-N-T-O-R-I-A-N. Stentorian. It's an adjective.
It's an adjective.
Oh.
So is it describing... That describes something, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you can be like a stentorian person?
Yes, absolutely could be a stentorian person.
Stentorian.
I think of the word story because centaur... The first word we said sounded like story.
The first word we said, which is not the word for the day.
I know.
But I tainted you guys. I'm really sorry.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Well, because actually, when I first saw the word, I thought of stenographer too. And so maybe like in my head, I just forgot there was a bonus T in it. But stentorian.
Stentorian.
Yes.
It makes me think of stencils.
It makes me, maybe it's like a very serious, it makes me think of like stoic. So maybe a very serious stenciler.
A very serious stenciler.
So if you are a stentorian stenciler.
Yeah.
You're very serious about your career as a stenciler.
Yeah. I really like that. I think we're going to go with that as our guess.
I think that's our final answer.
Wow. It's exactly wrong.
Oh. Yanking my chain.
So close. No, but stentorian means extremely loud.
Oh.
Which oftentimes in theater, I imagine you must be stentorian. You project your voice kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So not very serious at all. I guess you could be serious loud.
Yeah, you could be seriously stentorian.
Or it's like when like you're shouting someone out.
Yeah, yes. Yes. And we bring it full circle.
What's the root that?
Let's see if the internet knows.
Yeah.
It is from the Greek herald Stentor, who was a person known for having a loud voice. That in the Iliad, Homer described Stentor as a man whose voice was as loud as that of 50 men together.
Huh.
Wow. So wait, did you choose that specifically because of like Greek theater, like kind of relating it to here? Was it just random?
Yes.
we do that every time.
Well, and as I was, we talk about teaching a lot today because I used to teach theater so much, and I used to introduce theater every year to my students. And every time I said the word theater, I would say, theater! And I feel like a real stentorian pronunciation of that word.
That's perfect.
That was mostly totally what I was stentorian. Thinking of. Like, but also Ob's Greek reference.
So yeah.
When I used to teach my students Medea. That was the Greek tragedy that we read.
Oh my God, I love Medea.
I love Medea so much. And my students, I don't know if they loved it as much as me. And I was like, who isn't just really entertained by a story of a woman like saying enough is enough, and here's I'll get back at you by killing our children.
Right. But I don't think it's about that, because
it's right.
My like AP English teacher, I'm sorry, AP English, let me do a hair toss. we had that exact same thought, and that's why people really didn't like Medea, because they're like, oh no, she's crazy. She's just crazy. And she's like, no, think about it. She's killing her children to save them. And I'm like, ooh,
right.
So deep.